for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code?
22560.
22560?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, may I have your first and last name?
Suzanne Swan.
Okay. I do see an order here in your name. Would you verify your address, please?
1347 Ridgecrest Court, Chappahannock, Virginia.
Okay. One moment. So on this order, I see you have the Bites Hub. It's an app that helps you plan healthier meals. It's designed to cut sugar and carbs from your diet.
I know.
Is that what you're calling about?
No, I'm calling because the same day that I did that, I called and canceled it. And I talked with somebody, and I told them that it was pending in my bank account. And they said that they did not see any charges. And then they said they would send me an email saying that I had canceled it. And it's taken until May the 23rd for it to go through my account. And I still haven't gotten anything saying that it had been canceled.
So I see no record of any call or any correspondence with you. This account is valid. It was ordered on the 20th. And there's no indication that you called or spoke with anyone.
Okay, well, I did. So apparently y'all are trying to scam people.
No, this is a call center, so we answer the phone for a number of companies that sell products. So like I said, I don't see where you called in to try to make any changes to this order. But what we can do for you, if you'd like to try it, we can lower it to $20. Did you look at it? It is a meal planning app.
I don't want it at all, and I would want my money back because I called the same exact night, and I canceled it. And
did you get a cancellation number? I can put it in the system and see if I can find the call.
She did not give me a cancellation number. She said she would. I asked her if she would send email me something, and she said yes, and I never got anything.
Okay. There is no record of a call here, but what I can do for you, we can go ahead and close out the account, but the company would charge you a $5 setup fee.
Do what?
I said I can go ahead and close out the account and request a refund, but the company would charge you a $5 setup fee. I would deduct that from the refund.
That's fine, but mm-hmm. You know, this is ridiculous. And,
so,
I mean, I told the woman that I talked to.
I don't know, but our calls are automatically recorded, and there's no indication here. The only thing we see here is the order when it was originated on May 20th, and then after that, this call tonight on the 28th at 10:56.
Well,
so I have requested the refund. You will get an email shortly at tampamom902@gmail.com, indicating that the refund will go back to the Visa in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling customer support, and that's all you're doing. You're looking for the refund email, and then you'll get your refund in 3 to 5 business days. This account is closed.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye-bye.